ain't many men that are lucky enough to have one as long as mine. The thing is as old as I am, but still it is doing fine. Many's the time that I've been afraid 'twas going on the blink, but then upon closer scrutiny, it proved to be in the pink. I've always treated it carefully and don't leave it lying about. Before I put it away, I still remember to shake it out. And if I should ever be too weak to hold it in the air, I've instructed me wife to handle it with tender love and care. Oh, ain't it a beauty? And I have used it proudly all me life. Oh, ain't it a beauty? Now if you don't believe me, ask me wife. Danny O'Toole came calling one day to tell me that he had heard that mine was bigger than his was, and he didn't believe a word. I bet him a buck, then took him outside and laid it in the street. He couldn't believe it when he saw it was over 100 feet. One summer I happened to be out of work, and during me leisure hours I do a good turn by using it to water the neighbor's flowers. I met a young lass who needed it bad and used it for a week. Though it was abused for days on end, it never began to leak. I use it a lot in the summer, and I use it a lot in the fall. But I'm willing to bet in the springtime, I use it the most of all. Oh, I've used it in December, on a cold and wintry day. And I've written me name in a snowbank that was over a block away. Oh, ain't it a beauty? All the fellas envy my technique. Oh, ain't it a beauty? They hate me every time they take a peek. Though I must admit that it hasn't been used for 4 or 5 months or more, it's hanging there just as ready as it ever has been before. And you can be sure that I will still be using it for years, 'cause it's the finest length of garden hose they ever saw.